The Stratfords of the world have said goodbye to Stratford, for now. Many, like Peter Hibbert, are eager to return. We go back, home, tomorrow, but we'll fly back, the next day, he joked. Guests were treated to a breakfast and some last goodbyes at an event at the Stratford Rotary Complex on Wednesday before the last of the group departed. Hibbert and his partner Jean Downes, hailing from Stratford, Australia, made the final event the tail end of a longer 7-week adventure. They toured around Canada and Great Britain, went through the Rocky Mountains, Scotland, and the original Stratford-upon-Avon in England. Ever the optimist, Hibbert wouldn't say one place was a particular highlight. Definitely enjoyed every bit of it, he said. This was Hibbert's first time leaving Australia. The original plan was to take in Stratfords of the world in 2020. After its COVID cancellation, the couple endeavored to have a more fulsome trip. As part of the Stratfords of the World event, travelers visited spots throughout Perth County, took in a few plays at the Stratford Festival, and visited Niagara Falls, among other attractions. Jennifer Volterno and Mary Wicken, from Stratford, Connecticut, found a different city from their hometown. Close to New York, they have a much more urban setting. The first day we had the bus tour of the town, Wicken said. Which was the perfect way to start off, because then we learned a little about the town right from the beginning. It's the cleanest, most beautiful town we've seen. I mean, the flowers? The theaters? There's a lot here. Before the goodbye breakfast finished, Stratford Mayor Martin Ritsma thanked everyone for visiting. He shared that this year over 1.5 million visitors are expected to visit the festival city. And you are part of those individuals, he said. Thank you ever so much. Wish you all the best in your journeys. Joan Aiton, one of the organizers for the week-long event, said that the breakfast was a goodbye for some, as many travelers had already left for home, but it isn't a goodbye for very long. Dixon Lobb is from Stratford, New Zealand. Distinguished as Stratford upon Patea, the main river which the town is founded on, the New Zealand site will be the host for the next Stratfords of the world in 2 years' time. Lobb told Stratford Today that he thoroughly enjoyed his visit to Ontario and is excited for the connections he made to visit his town. It's been amazing, he said. It's been non-stop activities and events. Anybody who's keen to come down and we'll try to do the same for our attendees. And although the specific plan and timeline is not yet solidified, many were eager to visit, including Ritsma, who said he will be attending. Hibbert, too, is eager for the next one. Yep, he laughed. Just over the ditch, a hop, skip and a jump.